Thanks for tuning to today's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Wellbridge, Ohio. Today's homily was given by Father Anthony Cosi, pastor here at St. Jerome, on April 16th, 2022, Holy Saturday. Now here is Father Anthony.
It was getting late. It was about a month ago, and I was making spaghetti sauce in my house, and I realized that I was out of sugar. If any of you have made spaghetti sauce, you know that you need sugar to sweeten it and cut down some of the bitter taste. But of course, I didn't have any sugar in my house. I do that for a reason. I try to leave those sort of things out so I'm not tempted to eat them or use them. And the Dollar General here in Wellbridge closed at 9 o'clock. And of course, it was 9:45. And I didn't want to drive all the way to Myers. So I did what I had seen my parents do countless times growing up. Picked up the phone, and dialed my neighbor. I shared this story with my friends, and they looked at me with like this confused look on their face and said, "You did what?" And I said, "Yeah, I called my neighbor." And they said, "I would never do that. Not in 1,000 years would I ever call my neighbor and ask them for something like sugar and anything like that." One friend even went so far to say, "I would have just ordered it online and did the 1 hour pickup at Kroger's or Walmart and drove by and got my sugar that way." I said, "You've got to be kidding me." Whatever it was, I knew I had to get the sugar in this spaghetti sauce and get it cooking all night long. And wouldn't you know, my neighbor was pretty happy that I called to lend me just a cup of sugar. I went back and told her the story about what my friend said about the an hour pickup. And she laughed, and I laughed too, and I told her many stories about how my mom used to do this. And she felt really good to do it. She said it made her feel nice. And just like that, it was old school, it was simple, and it was human, helping out one another with just a cup of sugar. Now, growing up, we had three boys, and we oftentimes ran out of things quite frequently. So I'd go to my neighbors and ask for eggs, milk, sometimes sugar, if it was the holidays and we were making cookies, and embarrassingly, for TP. And since this is an Easter homily, I'm not going to define what TP is. You'll have to ask your parents if you don't know what that is. And I'd say, "Mom, I'm not going over." And she said, "Yes, you are." And the obedient son I was, and I'd go over and collect the items from one another. And that's just how we were. "Hey, can I borrow some of this from you until I go to the store?" "Sure, no problem. Whenever you get a chance, or don't worry about it." It was a part of life. I learned a life skill from my mom: to be kind, to share, and to show gratitude. By being humble and asking, we allow others to share. And by returning the favor, we also show gratitude. And it's a win-win for both parties, because each person is seen as a good person. And after all, doesn't everybody want to be seen as a good person? And what better way to do it than to show gratitude and to give gratitude to others? My parents taught me this and many other life skills. Parents teach us life skills. If not, then children learn them elsewhere. And who teaches them? Who knows? These life skills are often based on values. Ours: be gracious, show gratitude, work for the common good, show justice, respect one another, and show love. Parents help us understand values. And by practicing these values, we learn something about our identity. And parents, by teaching us these values, teach their children their identity. "You are my daughter. You are my son. You are, and you share my last name. You are mine, and I love you. What we celebrate this evening is something that is of great importance. It is our identity, our life skill, and the values that have been passed on to us from one generation to the next. We are people who believe in the resurrection. This is fundamental to who we are. We believe that the body will rise again, and we will see all of our dead family and friends with our very eyes and hug them with our very arms. And we will be there in our bodies, and they will be there in their bodies. Now, this is not something that is easy to grasp, and I understand, because we don't have a solid experience of it. It's almost laughable. What? Resurrection? We can comprehend that there once was a man named Jesus. There's all sorts of historical figures that I've never met. Abraham Lincoln, Charlemagne, all these people, right? That's kind of easy to grasp, the historical person of Jesus. We can even comprehend Christmas because we know that it's about a baby being born, and we've seen babies, and we know that babies come from their mommies and babies are born year after year. And we can even comprehend to a degree what happened on Good Friday on the cross, because we know what it's like to suffer. And we have experience of those that we've loved who have died. But to rise from the dead with a body is somewhat beyond our scope. And it's somewhat laughable, because Jesus' resurrection points beyond history, something we have not experienced. But it is an event that has left a mark in history. Therefore, it can be attested to by historical witnesses, stories that we recounted here tonight, which we read time and time again, and the hundreds of people who are eyewitnesses of the resurrection of Jesus. Somewhat laughable to us, but a historical fact. Let's talk for a minute about laughing at things that we don't totally understand. In the Old Testament, we read about a husband and wife who cannot have a child. They are visited by messengers from God who tell them they're going to have a son, but they laugh because they are sad and do not believe. But to their amazement, God fulfilled what he had said to them and gave them a son, whom he told them to name Isaac, whose very name means laughter. And to their amazement and to their unbelieving laughter, God turned it into laughter of joy. Then one day, God asked the father to give Isaac back to him. And the father obeys, and his son obeys. But before he does, God steadied the father's hand and told him, "It's all right. I know your faith is strong." Could you imagine how the mortal fear of Isaac at that moment turned into relief on a dime? The man who thought he had breathed his last was able to laugh. Winston Churchill once reflected upon his experience during World War I and said, "Nothing in life is so exhilarating as to be shot at and as a result realize that they missed you." Somewhat laughable. You could imagine how Isaac felt. On seeing the ram, he had good reason for laughing. The sign of the ram gave him back the laughter that he had recently lost. He saw a lamb of sacrifice. Isaac in the Old Testament saw what John in the New Testament saw in Revelation. And between the thrones and the four living creatures and among the elders, I saw a lamb standing as though it had been slain. And I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the seas and all therein saying, "To him who sits upon the throne, and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever. God himself provided the means by which he was to release and redeem people and gives them back the laughter of joy. And that laughter becomes our hymn. We discover Easter and things that take us beyond time, which is why we use fire, smells, music, chants. Easter is an event. It's like laughter. But for those outside, it's just laughable. Just as our parents teach us life skills that form and shape our identity, so too Mother Church is passing on to us a life skill, but one that we could probably call an eternal life skill. So like my friend and I who laughed about a cup of sugar, may you and your family continue to celebrate the Easter joy with laughter in your hearts as you go forth singing the Easter hymns that you hear in this church tonight. For tonight, more than any other, is the reason we as Christians laugh the most. In the words of St. Paul, "Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? Our Savior, Jesus Christ, has triumphed over you."
Thank you for tuning in to this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Walbridge, Ohio. Be sure to tune in each week as Father unpacks the scriptures and shares real-life stories that help bring scripture to our lives. Please join us for Mass Tuesday through Friday at 8 a.m., Saturdays at 4:30 p.m., and Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. God bless.